Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1. 617-655-1234. You can call or text into the show. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. We're going to start first with Heather from Tingsboro. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, Carson. What's going on?
Not too much. We're missing Kennedy this morning, obviously.
I know. It's rough without her.
Well, we appreciate your understanding and kindness.
You guys are doing great.
We're doing something, that's for sure.
What did you get into over the weekend with the Titanic?
So yesterday is the first time I've had Martin Luther King Day off in 6 years. So my friend and I went into the exhibition that's in Boston that they just extended. And we went into the exhibit with all the artifacts that they've brought up from the Titanic floor.
How was it?
It's awesome. Like, if anybody has a chance now that it's been extended, go see it. Really cool. Like, they have a full-scale replica of the staircase built into the exhibition. They have, like, you walk down an actual, like, first-class hallway. They have an actual bottle of champagne that's still cork and still has champagne in it that they've brought up from the seafloor.
If I missed this, I'm sorry. Where did you say it was again?
It's right where the Auschwitz one was, the Park Plaza, like, castle down off of Columbus and Berkeley over off Comm Ave.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. And you can rent a thing, like a little listening device, and listen to the stories as you walk through. And they give you a boarding pass when you get there, like, of an actual passenger. And then at the end, you can, like, see, did you survive or not? And it tells you their story as well, so you can kind of get a feel for, like, the stories of the people, and you get to see an actual first-place stateroom and a third-class passenger stateroom, or, well, not stateroom, but
closet.
Basically. But they have actual, like, dishes and things that survive, and they talk about the company that was created that's bringing the artifacts up, because they said within 40 to 90 years it's going to implode on itself.
Right, it'll just all... I saw that story the other day.
It's really impressive. It's really cool. And they put it together in 4 weeks. Like, the whole exhibit gets put up in, like, 4 weeks.
That sounds awesome.
It's really cool. You should work for them in marketing and PR.
You made me want to go.
I'm a huge Titanic buff. Like, my grandfather had family on the Titanic that survived. So it's always been part of our family. So I'm pretty into it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. Have a great week, Heather.
Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Let's see. I got Jonathan, who is from Swampscott. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. You guys had a big event over the weekend and raised a little bit of money.
Yeah, we did. I run a group called Rock Voices, where we're just a bunch of community members who sing rock music. We meet every Monday in Beverly, and we sing a bunch of rock music. And each season, we pick a charity to donate to. This season, we picked Beverly Bootstraps, located in Beverly, and we raised just under $5,000 for them.
What were the go-to songs?
Oh my gosh, we sang Creep by Radiohead.
Oh, that's an uplifting
tune. Oh, yeah. No.
Really gets the people going.
All-time classic rock banger.
Yeah. But we also ended with We Are the World, which was, you know, just a great way. We partnered with the Beverly High School Choir, and they sang a couple numbers, and they sang We Are the World with us at the end. And it was an incredible night. We had close to 700 people in the audience at Beverly High School, and it was just a fun night.
Jonathan, have you always had golden pipes?
Always. I'm the director of the group. I started this group in Beverly. We're the North Shore chapter. There's a bunch of different Rock Voices chapters all throughout the country. It was all started in Western Mass in 2012. But this was a new one that we started a year ago. And so we've been doing it ever since. And we've raised over $12,000 for charities over this past year.
So it really is just a chance for a bunch of people that want to sing, you know, rock music. They get together, and then you also do some fundraising on the side.
That's it. Yeah, we get together every Monday, sing some rock music, no audition required. Everyone just gets together, and it's been a big community builder more than anything else. Everyone that has joined has said that they felt this sense of community and they've made new lifelong friendships because of the group, and it's just been an incredible experience. Our next session starts February 3rd.
So you don't even have to be a good singer to join.
Not at all.
So you guys can hide me in the back.
But all of our singers are amazing. It's funny. Most of our people say that they're just shower and car singers. But when you hear what they sound like as a group, they sound far beyond shower and car singers.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. All right. Thanks for sharing that, Jonathan. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Again, if you want to look them up, go to rockvoices.com.
That's cool they raised that much money.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is fantastic. I'd love to have them in studio at some point down the road.
Doing the Campy Kennedy jingle?
Doing some jingles, singing some classic rock jams. Radiohead Creep.
Yeah. That's what you want to hear on your drive-in Tuesday morning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.